Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live from their auction studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. You'll see it on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise will start at 7:30. The video auction, 8 a.m. Central Time on the 27th. 23,560 head on offer, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, as well as calves on calves, some beef dairy crosses, and bred stock as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. For more information, you can call 800-422-2117. Remember, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. You don't want to miss it. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle on feed report was bearish all the way around on feed numbers. They were about a percentage point higher than a year ago and above expectation for slightly lower numbers. Placements were significantly bearish as 6% more cattle were placed in feedlots in December than a year ago. This was over 4% more than the average trade estimate. Marketings were even with last year at about 1% below the trade estimate. This has been the subject of much discussion over the weekend with some disbelief as to the numbers, but also some ideas as to why placements were large. Hog futures were on a tear, though, with traders very aggressive. Stronger cash indicates packers are willing to pay more for available hogs. Even though slaughter pace has been less than desired, hogs have not been backed up in the market. Cutouts were up $1.05 Friday, indicating strong demand. March Kansas City wheat trading about 7.25 cents higher early today, following the lead of a 1.2% gain in France, while traders remain wary of the short side of the market with potential conflict brewing in Ukraine. It's possible that only Russia's President Vladimir Putin knows his intentions for troops on Ukraine's border. For the rest of us, this is a high, unpredictable situation in a country that exports 12% of the world's wheat and probably already shipped out most of it. March corn tried to start higher, last evening, but is trading about 1.25 cents lower early today, showing more caution as prices get closer to the May high of $6.40.5. Russian troops near Ukraine remain a concern, and the Associated Press reports that the U.S. State Department has ordered non-essential personnel in the U.S. Embassy to leave Ukraine. March soybeans trading about 4 cents lower early today, also falling back after trying to trade higher yesterday. Soy products saw a surge of soybean oil prices higher last week, encouraged by a new palm oil high and by Ukraine's bullish influence on crude oil prices. Futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The sale starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,500 head will be sold, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves on offer. For details about the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
February live cattle down 40 cents, 137.92. The April down 107, 142.10. March feeder cattle down $1.65, 163.30. April's down $1.40 at 168.12. February hogs up 127, 86.20. Now, Kansas City wheat, the March down 3.25 Friday, 793.25. May down 3.5, 796.25. Chicago wheat, March down 10.25, 780. May down 8.75 at 784.75. March corn up 5.25, 6.16.25. May's up 3.25 at 6.14. March soybeans down 11.5, 14.14 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.